I think everybody feels different or alone about something about themselves, and there's something that they long for and in some kind of connection to other people. And I think many people of all different genders and identities and orientations would long for some type of acceptance among peers and friendships and different types of relationships. So I think everybody knows what it feels like. And I think what's beautiful about what Olympia says is, at first, it starts a little less politically correct, it seems, but she redeems herself because she learns through her experience of playing this trans character. It's really amazing to see where she was coming from. I mean, she's obviously a smart, caring, liberal, progressive, you know, person who knows very little about trans people when she gets this role. She's honest about that. And she, you know, is surprised to hear the humanity that they would want, long for this human connection with someone. But yeah, that makes sense to me. And yeah, it's touching when she says it. I think she's very sincere. I think she's very honest. And I appreciated that she was willing to kind of let it out and tell a story that starts a little politically incorrect.
Scattered throughout the film too, I think we get an idea of a yearning for one's youth and a yearning for an old San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Do you think San Fran is better off now than it was then? I'm looking more specifically, I think, at the gay rights movement, in the fact that now people are so widely accepted, mm-hmm. and it's become such a normalcy almost and such an accepted part, mm-hmm. of society, that it seems less exciting. I think there was that idea that it's just become normal now to be gay and normal to be a lesbian.
Right. I think a lot of young people that I've known are people, you know, in their 20s who are gay, who maybe were taking for granted, you know, what LGBT people went through 20, 30 years ago to get some of these rights, marriage equality, you know, just to be able to walk down the street holding hands or, you know, to feel comfortable. I think anyone who was feeling that way is changing their tune now in the United States, because it's scary. Our vice president is very opposed to any LGBT rights, women's rights, you know, normal human rights for people that aren't like him, although I don't know what he's actually really like. As far as San Francisco, I mean, yes, certainly, I think Armistead was a pioneer, someone who, as he got some notoriety, you know, came out and was part of a movement to try to have LGBT people come out too. And I think it was, on the one hand, more progressive than now. But on the other hand, two men can walk down the street holding hands. Two women can do that. People don't look twice at trans people. So I think a lot of improvements have been made, and hopefully, because people believe that they're rightfully entitled to live those lives now, hopefully that means, despite our horrible, rigid conservative administration, it's going to be hard to take those rights away.
Skipping over Donald Trump, we're left with this idea, mm-hmm. as well, of a logical family. It's a family that you can choose, mm-hmm. a family of like mind and a family who love and support, mm-hmm. you. What do you think of that notion of being able to choose your own family, which is something that Armistead, mm-hmm. had to do, in a sense that when he moved to San Fran, he was adopted by this sort of family and formed it from the ground up.
And then that's also what happened in Tales of the City, that they've created a logical family. So I think it's a beautiful notion. I mean, I just see people resonate with that. Maybe the biggest impact of the film is the realization that it's okay to have a logical family, that it seems that almost everybody feels that to some extent. You don't have to be LGBTQ either. It could be people who don't agree politically with their families. I see people really finding meaning in that and feeling like it's okay that might be how they feel, that they may never get along with their biological family, and that it's completely acceptable to call the new people in your life who accept you. It's okay to call them family and go forward with that and stop beating yourself up over an inability to connect with your biological family.
I think, too, something that was a bit of a shocking revelation for Armistead and how crazy his life was. I think even during an interview where you were talking about Rock Hudson and his affiliation with the man and then romantic encounters, maybe we could even hear you as the interviewer being shocked. Were you shocked at some of the things that he was saying and that he had done in the past?
I don't think I was shocked. I just really wanted to, I wanted to hear it all. I'm not that easily shocked, but I want to be. So if there was anything that was going to be shocking, I definitely didn't want to miss it. So it was really fun to talk to him about his friendship. Yeah, it was like a friends with benefits, as they say, relationship with Rock Hudson. They were never a couple or anything. He doesn't like to use the word lovers, but they were friends who had sex from time to time. And of course, initially it was because Rock Hudson was such a movie star from the golden age of Hollywood. I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking for him. So it was really, you know, it's kind of a thrill to get to hear about that, you know, just and the evolution of then what eventually happened later with him wanting to, you know, out Rock Hudson also. It was sort of flip side there. And Armistead's frustration with Rock Hudson continuing to be closeted, and really that's why they stopped their friendship. Armistead was proud to be a gay man and proud to be out. And at that time when few people were out and he didn't want to be around people that were closeted. It's really fun to hear gossip about kind of legendary golden age of Hollywood celebrities that, I mean, now there's just so many damn celebrities and they're all just on, they're like rich families on reality shows and who cares about that?
And he is not short of Hollywood gossip as well. There's a lot of people who feature in this film who I think everyone will recognize: Laura Linney, Olympia Dukakis, and Ian McKellen, as well as Amy Tan. I think it's an incredible lineup of people and talent that you've managed to interview, and they're such interesting conversations as well that you've recorded. So I'm so excited that we get to catch it. It's premiering in Australia at the festival, which is going down in Norton Street, and there's a few different venues around in Sydney. We'll put the full dates up online. But just lastly, my last thing, I want to know what you took from the story of Armistead. There's so many different themes that flow throughout this film, but I want to know, as an interviewer and as a director and as someone who probably lived and breathed Armistead for a number of months, if not more than that, what did you take from this film?
I really enjoyed getting to know Armistead. He is a really cool guy. I mean, I love that I get to know him through this, and it's just cool to hear this incredible life. He's sort of like a Zelig character. I mean, not, it's a pretty unusual life. I mean, sometimes people say everybody has a story, and I mean, they do, but some are really interesting and some just aren't as interesting. I mean, it doesn't make that person bad. It's just like the coincidences and things that have happened to Armistead, the people he's met, from Jesse Helms, the senator, who's like the most conservative senator ever in the United States almost, Richard Nixon, and then, you know, on to Rock Hudson. It's just so peculiar that he could have met all these people. And I guess that people can change. The huge transformation he had in, you know, let go of trying to please his father in his case. I mean, that's a big one for a lot of people, pleasing your biological family. And then that comes back to the idea of logical family. I had read that phrase and I thought that was cool, but just really living it with Armistead and seeing him really play it out and in the people in his life who deeply care about him and how he cares about them, it just became more meaningful. So I guess it's really meaningful for me. So I'm really happy to be sharing that